again.
Hey, Stone. I offered him a grin in return as I pulled a Laffy Taffy from my pocket and held it out. I didn't forget. Here. He scooped up the treat with his huge dinner plate-sized hand.
Yellow. What flavor is this?
He asked, unwrapping it and popping the chewy candy in his mouth. Banana. He nodded, although he may not know what a banana was. I had no idea what they fed these guys. I'd never seen any of them leave the grounds. They all lived and worked here, using their transporter things to make everything they needed, even their food. Every time I came to clean, all the gadgets and alien tech made me feel like I was walking around inside an episode of Star Trek. He flipped over the wrapper and read the joke aloud.
How do you make a tissue dance?
The piece of candy created a little bulge in his cheek as he lifted his eyes to mine. I shrugged. I don't know. How? He frowned.
You put a little boogie in it.
I couldn't help but laugh. Not just at the ridiculous joke, but Stone's almost childlike confusion. Before interacting with these guys, I'd never put much thought into how bizarre our language could be. I explained the two definitions of boogies and that it was also a dance step, which made him grin.
Do you have much more to do?
He asked, glancing down the hall.
Cleaning this entire wing is a big job for one female.
I shrugged. It's not too bad. I only clean two places instead of four or five in one night. His dark brows winged up.
My female would not have to work so hard during sleeping times.
His smile widened, becoming something feral.
I will pleasure her every night and make sure she rests. My maid will not work as hard as you do, Paige Spencer.
I sighed. Your future mate will be a very lucky girl.
You should be matched. Allow a worthy male to care for and protect you.
He studied me, although not in a creepy way. He treated me like he was my space alien version of an older brother. We'd become friendly over our shared shifts the past few months.
You would honor any worthy male.
I swallowed hard, because his words were kind, even if I didn't believe them. How could a worthy male, a big, protective alien warrior, think being matched to me was an honor? More like a burden. Men and I didn't mix. I'd had exactly zero luck with men on Earth. Not just men. Everyone. I had a few friends, but no besties. No boyfriend. No lover. I'd given my virginity to an old high school crush and been sorely disappointed in the whole experience. The one boyfriend I'd had since wasn't much better. One romantic weekend getaway and he'd ghosted me even faster than he'd... Yeah, that. Even my parents barely tolerated me on holidays and usually asked for money. I was pretty much alone, and I'd been that way for a long, long time. For being almost 8 feet tall and something like a Viking in a romance novel, he had fantastical thoughts, dreams. Unrealistic ideas about what it meant to live on this planet without a family or a husband. No one was going to take care of me or buy me groceries. I had bills to pay. A second job that expected my arrival in just over 6 hours. I needed to finish here and go home so I could get at least a few hours of sleep. I just have to do Warden Igara's testing rooms and I'll be out of here. 20 minutes tops and I'd be on my way home. Thank God. My feet were killing me, and I was about ready to collapse. He nodded, stepping back to give me, and my cleaning cart, space to push past his security desk.
Thank you for the banana treat. I shall make sure my boogies don't dance.
As I pushed the squeaky cart further down the hall and around the corner to the bride testing rooms, I couldn't help but smile. I pulled out my earbuds and tucked them in place, getting my upbeat tunes going again. The pulsing tempo of one of the songs on my kick-ass playlist perked me up when all I wanted to do was sleep. I grabbed a clean cloth and the cleaning spray and began to work my way clockwise around the room, wiping down monitors and hard surfaces. All was quiet except for a screensaver with the IBP logo on the displays.